This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by Premiership Cat Bill, Shannon Burns.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Can he pick it up? He can. Oh, feeds it to Ling on his wrong side. Taken in a tackle. Bouncing ball. Burns. Got it. Brilliant.
The barometer.
He is.
Of course, Melbourne last year.
Well.
And then Premiers.
Premiers. Two at Geelong.
Yes.
Then he went and played out here somewhere and won four premierships. Where was that, Shagger?
Deer Park.
Deer Park. Won Bill. Four there, Jim. Melbourne, Geelong, VFL, AFL. And he's only a little man.
No, we got on the end of the greatest sledge ever from Michael Voss. But we are getting ready because the Cats are in pristine shape, Shags. And you are a big part of what they're about Saturday.
I wouldn't say a big part. You've got the big guest. You've got the runner on. You couldn't jag a player. So you've got the runner. So I won't be kicking any goals this week. But I'm certainly, it's a great place to be around Geelong when you're in a grand final. And they've done it a few times over the past 10 years. So there's a good vibe in the community. I'll give it that.
Shannon Burns, we're talking to, of course, for those who
had the intro.
Yeah, I know, but from Shepherd and Jim, and they're a bit slower there. But hey, Shag, you've done a great job down there. They love you down there. You're the player development officer.
Oh, no.
You're the runner, but also I see you're doing a bit of work with the small forwards.
Yes, I'm claiming Tyson Stengel, Bill. Someone had to turn him around, and he had his third club, and you know what I said. Go under the Eddie's claiming everything, but I've been in the background of that one. I've really actually enjoyed doing a lot of work with the small forwards. I don't get much love, the small forwards, just in general, I feel. They're the decoy for just about every forward attack that comes their way. So someone's got to give them a bit of love and fluff them up a bit and get them excited about what they do. And like you said, Tyson Stengel, Grian Myers, Brad Close, they've been fantastic this year.
Any similarities, Shannon, from what you experienced at Melbourne last year? They were a juggernaut rolling into the grand final and then obviously had a superb day, and what the Cats are bringing 15 straight. Are you getting a similar vibe?
They're very different teams. There's obviously the demographics very different. So we've got about 10 players that have got three or four kids themselves. So the vibe over in the hub, there was literally only the players were allowed over in Perth. So we've got families, and it's a little bit of a softer sort of build into the week when the kids are running around everywhere as opposed to just the players and the staff like it was in Perth last year. But having said that, I think it's fantastic that we've got footy back at the MCG. It's just that qualifying final against Collingwood, just running out into the ground with the boys, and just the noise goes through you at the MCG like nowhere else. Like, they did it well in Perth. They did it well in Brisbane. Don't get me wrong, but nothing beats the MCG, Bill. Nothing beats it.
Hey, now, Shannon, Maxie Holmes, you're in the tent. You can tell us what's going on there. He trained, Monday?
Yes,
has he ran since, and will he play?
He did run today, and the final test is on Friday. So I can't say whether he will or won't play, but they are giving him every possible chance to get up. And I think that they'll put him through his paces on either Friday morning or afternoon. I'm not quite sure, but it'll go right up until that stage before they make a call.
As a dual premiership player, do you wander around to some of the younger blokes and just give him some words of wisdom about how to be calm and composed early?
Well, I can't say I was too calm and composed when I went through it myself. It's always easy once you've done it. But I guess you sort of reflect on your own experiences throughout the week, and parts that I look back on, I just wish that I embraced more. It's something that you're not guaranteed to ever happen to you again. And if you try and block it all out, well, you don't remember too much of it. So that's been a bit of the advice, just to really enjoy what comes with it.
Yeah. Well, if I was to say to you that two blokes come together grand final week that are oil and water, that should never be in the same place at the same time, let alone sharing the same house. Which two names, Shags, would you immediately come up with?
From the category that shouldn't be in the same house.
Yep.
You've got someone in mind, Bill.
Well, I'm staring at one of them.
Past players.
Stephen Johnson and Bill Brown.
Oh, no. It's been a debacle, Shagger.
Yeah.
I was with your mate last night, Shagger. They're very close. Best man at the weddings, these two. Don't worry about that. And actually, Stevie, you know what? Max Holmes rang him and asked him for advice to get through the week. Because remember, Stevie J had that knee and he got through it. So
I don't care about any of that. I'm talking about your behaviour. My understanding is Stevie went through your house like a tornado.
Well, he's the messiest person, Jagger. He's got his jocks in the bathroom.
You're in the shower, he comes walking in.
Where are the eye drops? Where are the eye drops? And then he takes them. He's feeding them. He's annoying.
He's a horrible setup at the best of times, but if he's coming in hungover or something like that, I don't envy the sights that you've had to wake up to each morning there, Bill. And clear eyes, you'd be looking for those.
He stole them.
Yeah, and then I needed some because mine were a bit blurry.
Were they?
Yeah. And I
remember what allergy got into him or something?
Yeah, a bit of hay fever, the pollen, Jim. And I ring him up and go, where are those bloody eye drops? Oh, in my pocket. Why would you? Mate, he used the whole bottle. Oh, he's not. And he walked in with Toby Green this morning. I'm in bed and they both walked in. Toby and Stevie.
Oh, come on.
Are you getting any of the cashies? Is any of them coming your way?
No, it's all invoice now.
All invoice.
It's a lot quieter, Shannon, this
that's
week. It's a lot quieter.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Do you believe any of that, Shags?
No, not at all. Not one word.
Now, tell us about the day, because in Bill's day, you used to get a bus.
Yes,
and all come up.
Did.
What happens now? Do players make their own way? Is there any protocol around the Cats on grand final day?
They sort of can choose their own adventure these days. There is a bus going up for some that want to stay the night before, and others prefer to stay in their own bed, and others have got families. So you've got to come up with about 25 different plans for them to get to the ground, but you just want to make sure they get there without hassle. So there's no one way, which probably was simpler back in the day, Bill.
It was. We're all on the bus. Hey, good luck, Shannon.
Good luck.
Been a very handy pickup, along with James Kelly and Matty Egan down there. Some good pass players, good boys. They're down there. So thank you, Shannon, for your time, and go Cats.
Thanks, Bill. Hopefully we're having a frothy on Saturday night, a celebratory one would be nice.
Oh, 7-8.
Don't you try and say that word, Bill.
Celebratory.
Well done, Shagger. Good luck, mate.
See you,
Premiership Cat. Shannon Burns on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.